every day we take another section from the famous Sermon on the Mount. Today's gospel is the part where Jesus deepens our understanding of speaking the truth. Usually this falls under the eighth commandment, no, you shall not bear false witness. Don't lie. He speaks about making oaths, true oaths. Now we don't, this doesn't apply to us in the literal sense, because I don't know anyone who swears by the earth or swears by Jerusalem or swears by their head or all these things. But this line certainly applies to everyone all the time. Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Tell the truth, speak the truth, be true. Perhaps in another day I would dwell more on that, but because of the sudden death of Father Jeff, I want to turn to that event. It's quite a shock and quite a sad event for the diocese. Many of you must know him. He's quite a well-known priest in the diocese. Died yesterday afternoon, very suddenly. He was officiating at a wedding mass, and he collapsed, and they brought him to the hospital, and he died. 44 years old. 44 years old, so still young. He was a priest for 17 years. I remember when I first met him, he was still a seminarian. In fact, he came here. I don't know why he came. I think he came just to figure out what Anago was. It was at Christmas time, and somebody might have been here. We were doing an outreach to the poor over at that, where the tennis club is. What's that chapel that's over there? I can't remember. Back at the Mount Carmel. The one, we're at the end of the subdivision. Anyway, we went there with some food. I can't remember the name of that chapel, but it's a nice chapel down there. And there's a tennis club down there. And so we went there and brought food to the poor. And since Jeff showed up, as we were about to go out, he just joined us on our outreach. I said, if you want to know what Anum is, just join us. And that's what we do. So that was my first memory of Jeff. Now, his name isn't really Jeff. His name is John Francis Frederick. John Francis Frederick. So J-F-F. So that's how he got the nickname. Jeff, everyone calls him Father Jeff. And in fact, I didn't even know his real name for a long time. But so I'm saddened by his passing, and they say he's a young man, very dedicated. He's a talented man. He was a musician, used to play the organ. He was very active in the liturgies. He was helped at the liturgy office, and he often served as the MC at the big diocesan liturgies, served the bishop, and he was a very good public speaker. He used to do formation teachings for the diocese. So he was, until yesterday, he was assigned at the St. Joseph Bamboo Organ Parish. So right here, in Las Piñas. And he was also the vocation director of diocesan vocations, which was part of the reason why it was so striking to me as I was trying to ponder the scriptures today, because today's first reading is Elijah's designation of his successor. You could say Elijah was the vocation promoter at this point, and Elisha, his successor, is the one designated. So think of Father Jeff. I don't know how many men how many people, because he probably promoted vocations for the women too, but diocesan vocations. But I'm sure the target was young men, inviting them to consider the priesthood. So maybe there are priests of the diocese who are priests because of him. I don't know. Let's reflect a little bit on Elijah here, and Elisha, or Elisha. The word came to Elijah yesterday. Remember, he was at the cave listening to the tiny whispering sound, and the Lord told him, go anoint Elisha as your successor. So it was God's plan. God's the one who chose this successor. It wasn't Elijah, it was God. And that's where all vocations come from. But Elijah had to do his part to go anoint him. Is that the word it said? Yeah. To anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet to succeed you. So in this reading, today's reading, Elijah comes upon Elisha, who is plowing in the field, plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, which is a lot of animals. I don't know why he had so many. Maybe it was a difficult field to work in, but 12 oxen. And Elijah, without saying anything, puts his cloak on him. Now, that wouldn't mean anything to us, but in those days, a prophet wore a cloak or a mantle that identified him as a prophet. It one of the identifying marks of a priest is a stole, right? So if Father Jeff put a stole on someone, the young man would know what he said. That you could be a priest, or you're called to be a priest. I don't think Father Jeff ever did that, but I'm just saying that will be the equivalent in our times of indicating the vocation. Elijah knows what it means right away, because he realizes this means a complete change in his life. If he's going to follow the Lord as a prophet, he's going to serve as the successor of Elijah, then he has to change direction. Says goodbye to his parents. He slaughters the oxen. He burns up the plowing equipment. He feeds the people and starts on a new path. It's one of these stories in the Bible when a person's life completely changes. Like when Jesus called the apostles. They were fishermen, then they were disciples. Here, this man was a farmer, then he's a prophet. Or you think of like Matthew, he was a tax collector, and then he was a disciple. So these things happen where God indicates his will. The interesting thing here is to reflect on the human experience of Elijah and Elisha, acknowledging that the whole thing is orchestrated by God. God is the one who called Elijah. God is the one who told Elijah to go to Elisha. God is the one who chose Elisha. And Elijah just does his part. Okay, here's the indication that this is God's will for you. When Elisha says, well, let me go say goodbye to my parents. Elijah says, go back. Have I done anything to you? It's a funny thing to say. Yes, you've done something to me. You put your cloak on me. That's the actual. Have I done anything to you? He's saying, it's not my will that you're considering here. It's God's will. So don't blame me, or don't credit me, and don't even think of me. I'm just an instrument of God. Consider yourself before God. And Elisha certainly takes it seriously, and he does it. But Elisha, he has to consider not only the action of Elijah, but the plan of God. And he has to recognize Elijah is the human instrument. And this is usually how God communicates to us, right? We don't usually hear voices from heaven, or we don't usually get a direct indication of the will of God. Usually God speaks through other people, or through writings, or through witnesses. And that's part of the work of our discernment. Well, what does this mean? What is God saying to me through this person? What is God saying to me through this experience? Is this an indication of the will of God? Discernment. And then, getting back to the gospel, when we're talking to God, of all people, our yes should mean yes, and our no should mean no. And that's true in every relationship, in every interaction, but especially true when we're talking to God. Be absolutely, radically honest before God, because he already knows anyway, but also it's the way to be yourself. So that's what Elisha does. He says yes to God, and his yes, it means yes. There's no strings attached to his past life. It's yes. that's all I think I can take from us. As we entrust our brother priest, Father Jeff, to the Lord, we also recognize that all of us belong to God. All of us are called to say yes to Him, to say no to sin, no to the evil one, and to recognize that we won't be here forever. We will also have a moment when we'll be called home, and we'll be giving an account to God for our yeses and our noes. So eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and that perpetual light shining upon him. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen. Amen.